the war is weighing on everyone. You know, I think that at this point, 54% just don't know what to do. They say this thing could have long-term economic impacts. We're going to face this for years.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my latest conversation with Dr. Don Levy, director of the Siena College Research Institute. In recent days, Siena released a special economic impact survey, and it found 54% of New Yorkers say the war in Ukraine and the international response to it will lead to long-term economic problems. We talked about that finding and much more. Okay, here's Don.
I really can't say as though I was surprised. I mean, the inflation is really starting to affect each and every one of New Yorkers. New Yorkers were in a position where we felt as though we were finally ridding ourselves of COVID. We were finally going to be able to get back to normal. And now we have inflation, and you add to that the war in Ukraine, and it really has sort of taken everyone's breath away. 70% of New Yorkers say that inflation is having at least a somewhat serious impact on their finances. They're concerned about so many of the items that we purchase, most especially the cost of gasoline and the cost of food. And the war is weighing on everyone. You know, I think that at this point, 54% just don't know what to do. They say this thing could have long-term economic impacts. We're going to face this for years. A third of us right now feel as though the war will soon be over and our finances will go back largely unaffected. We're going to have to wait and see if we're still talking about war in Eastern Europe, if we're still concerned about the impact that the war has on energy prices, on the global supply chain. We could actually see that 32% who think that we will soon recover from this actually shrink in months ahead.
Are there areas in terms of, economic concern specifically that people are worried about, different types of higher prices they're paying, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, we asked what strategies are you going to employ in order to, over the next 6 months, to deal with price increases? And one of the strategies that people told us is that they're simply going to buy less across all of New York. Two-thirds say they're going to buy less expensive items, slightly more say they're going to buy less in general. Upstate, those numbers are even higher. 78% of upstaters actually said, I'm just going to cut back, I'm going to buy less in general. Only 10% of New Yorkers, 8% of upstaters say they're going to continue to live and spend as before. So there's concern, there's trepidation, there's a sense of I've got to watch myself right now because of between inflation and the effect of the war, I have to be concerned.
How does this particular moment in time compare to past times of economic concern that Siena has measured?
This is starting to remind us a bit in terms of the overall level of consumer confidence and sentiment to the period of time immediately when the coronavirus first hit. So 2 years ago right now. And the other period of time is during the great financial crisis of the fall of 2008. You know, you may remember that period of time where people thought that perhaps their ATM wouldn't work. So I don't think we're at that level of concern right now, but there is a sense, despite the fact that many people have a certain degree of liquidity, of savings, but there is a very high level of concern that reminds us of those two periods of time, the start of the pandemic and the economic crash of 2008.
Let me ask you a cynical question. Would there ever be a time when poll respondents would be satisfied with, consumer prices and gas prices?
I think that what we see is certainly large changes in the degree of concern. Mm-hmm. So, for example, gas prices, when gas prices fell, down into the mid-$2 range, we saw as few as 40% of people saying that it was a concern to me. So we've really seen virtually a doubling with gas prices now being up over $4. Very seldom are we ever going to see people say, it doesn't bother me at all to spend any money on anything. but certainly when you see an approximate doubling of the level of concern, And you start to see concern over things like the value of my retirement accounts. I mean, we saw retirement accounts do quite well, as it recovered from the pandemic. And now suddenly, with the volatility in the stock market, we see 68% of people saying that they're concerned about that. So we are a bit fickle. We want our cake and we want to be able to eat it too. But I think the concern right now is dramatic and very real.
What stuck out to me here is that a third of poll respondents told Sienna they plan to get a second job. That seems to be a sort of major life change that people are at least saying they're going to take to deal with this.
Right, right. That one does jump off the page. 35% told us that they're going to either get a second job or try to generate another source of income. If you scan across the cross tab, you see that 50% of New Yorkers age 18 to 34 indicate that they're going to look for another source of income. African Americans and Latinos between 46 and 50% say they're looking for another job. So inflation and the effect that it's going to have on having people figure out how to make ends meet on a monthly basis certainly has a high percentage of people in a marketplace where so many employers are telling us, I can't find people. So there may be, from the employer standpoint, a bit of a silver lining if indeed there is an influx of people looking to add a second job. But it does demonstrate the stress that people are feeling, the effect that gas, food, utilities is having, that a third say, yes, I've got to go look for another way to make some money.
This is not a political poll, but you do oversee regular political polls. When the economic conditions are being received in this way by New Yorkers, what kind of effect does that have on, current incumbents? What is the political landscape in a time when economic anxiety is this high?
Well, traditionally, incumbents don't fare very well when there is this level of economic anxiety. The public, the voters, are interested in somebody saying that they're going to be able to solve the situation and certainly questioning any and all decisions that the incumbents have made and are making. So certainly, the old saying, it's the economy, stupid, is going to be ever present as we move into the 2022 election cycle.
Dr. Don Levy of the Siena College Research Institute, thanks as always for taking the time to speak with us.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. That does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.